Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Steer, a fly ball to center. Back is Perkins. That'll do it. 97 wins for your Milwaukee Brewers, a new franchise record.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contract.
No team in Brewers franchise history has ever been better than the 2025 version.
As we enter the MLB postseason this week.
Let's go.
Joined by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. Hey, Dom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
What a fantastic morning it is. And I love that we went in, even though we didn't need it, with a win that just really felt right yesterday at American Family Field.
They absolutely needed it. They needed that 97th win to make sure that, you know, this team did go down into the record books, right?
Okay, yes, that is an important record. I'm more concerned with the record to follow, however. Right. No, you're right. I just felt like for momentum, for feel goods, for another sellout crowd, amazing crowds this weekend, for all of the reasons, needed it.
Yeah, I think that the way that the Brewers played yesterday is a lot more indicative of what they're going to be looking like in October. You know, they still, even Pat Murphy said, like, they still didn't play their best. They were leaving guys on base, but, you know, they got a couple timely hits. Churio looked like himself again. Yelly nearly got number 30, which would have been sweet. But honestly, I think this break comes at a perfect time for the Brewers to just get 5 days off and reset.
Go ahead, Ian.
I was going to ask about that break. So they play either the Cubs and the Brewers or Cubs and the Padres, who play this week. Their first game, the Brewers, would be Saturday. What do they do during this time off? We heard Pat Murphy say something about uncomfortable competitive days.
Yeah, I think this is going to be like more like an intense spring training where, like, in the beginning of spring, you're just going through drills. You're just going through, like, the motions. Whereas, like, there's actually some consequence to making mistakes in playoff baseball. And this team is obviously built on being able to do the little things right and being able to make sure that, hey, when you play good defense, that makes up for maybe the lack of power the team has and the little things that this team's able to do to make sure they, you know, I just think that the break can still work. 6-6 is the record for teams that had the bye heading into the DS. So there's still some noisy data there where it's like, is it an advantage or is it not? But I think for the timing of the Brewers, this should work out well.
Well, and Eric was talking about a couple of teams that are going to do like intra-squad scrimmages and actually turn it into an event at the stadium.
Sell like, tickets. The Mariners are going to have 6-inning scrimmages. Fans pay $10 a piece to watch that. And then the Phillies are doing a Red October on-deck intra-squad game. So it's a public workout that they've already sold 20,000 tickets for.
Right? Or just, I don't know, have an open practice, so to speak, Dom. I don't know that there are any plans to do that, but that sounds cool to me.
Right. Well, we're going to media availability on Thursday. It'll be another workout to watch. But I think, you know, Pat Murphy's talked about the fact that he's just poured over this, and you guys will talk to him tomorrow just about how, you know, how did they come to this conclusion? How did they, you know, who are the people that he talked to figure this out? And even like a couple years ago, the Braves trying to figure out, because they had done it twice and they got bounced in the DS, you know, even after the break. They did like the full thing too, right? The inner squad. But I think there's no perfect way to do it. And again, the way I see it is there's a few guys that need to get healthy. You give some time for McGill to get right. You give some time for Quintana to get right. And I think that in the case of the Brewers, who obviously have not been playing their best baseball the last couple of weeks, this is your take a breath. We've earned it, because at one point this year, they technically won 33 games in a row.
So the Brewers fans need to figure out who to root for. So who are they rooting for? The Cubs or the Padres? Who do you want to play?
They are rooting for three 18-inning games. Like, use every pitcher, you know, opener, like just chaos. You're just rooting for chaos. Because I think both those teams, the Cubs-Padres might be the second-best wild card. I mean, Yankees-Red Sox, kind of easy to get excited about that. But the way that I see those teams, they're very evenly matched. Padres have a better bullpen, but the Cubs, even with their injuries, have a better starting core. So I just see that as being really evenly matched, even as an opponent for the Brewers. It helps that you just saw San Diego, but, you know, they won the series, obviously. So, I mean, for me, you're so familiar with the Cubs. There's that apprehension of, oh, my God, what's it going to sound like at the ballpark? But if I had to pick right now, I'd honestly pick San Diego.
Well, there you go. I would, too, just because I want the Cubs to be not in the playoffs ever.
They have no interest in seeing Craig Council. Yeah.
Whether we play them or not, whether we have any role in that, I don't want the Cubs in the playoffs winning anything.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I think that's a very valid take. And, you know, the sooner they get pounced, the better for everybody.
That's right. All right, Don. It's going to be a great week. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
I do think also we don't match up well against the Cubs. I just think our pitchers don't match up necessarily well with their lineup. Those guys like to take a lot of pitches. They have 10-pitch at-bats.
There's a fear of losing to them,
and
too.
Then there's that. Like, I don't want to lose in that divisional round anyway. I certainly don't want to do it at the hands of the Chicago Cubs. Let's take that off the plate of possibility. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.